I'm Hilary Kennelly. I'm curator and co-owner of the West Wales Museum of Childhood. And we're here just by Hen a Skull, the old schoolroom. And when classes are brought to the museum, we actually get them into the classroom and have a bit of fun with them. We don't do the nasty schoolmaster thing, but my husband likes to just go through all the things that were in the schools in the old days. So he shows them the cane and the dunce's hat and the deportment board to make you stand up straight.
So they put the deportment board, what, behind your arms or something?
In front of the arm, behind the back, in front of the other arm, sort of horizontally. And then you get sent into the corner for 20 minutes or so and you learn to be upright after that, no slouching.
And is the dunce's hat real?
No. I mean, that was made up. Well, they weren't such things as real dunce's hats. You just made a dunce's hat of whatever you had to hand. So it's just made of a piece of white card with a letter D painted on it. Well, that's what they would have had in the old days anyway. You wouldn't sort of go to a warehouse and buy a dunce's hat. You'd make it yourself. But we show them the little school milk bottles, and they actually sit at the desks, the old desks, and we give them slates and slate pencils, and they copy off the board, which is a great novelty to them because it's all wipe clean tables and little stacking chairs at school now. And the kids absolutely love it.
So they all have to get in behind these long desks. So how many kids can you fit behind?
The big ones, eight. Yes, there's 2 8-seaters there. They actually came from a local school, the old school in Kenarth, so they are Victorian. And then there's 2 double desks at the front, so we can comfortably put 20 in there.
And you can lift up, can you lift up the desks? And
No, those don't actually lift. Okay. The double desks at the front, one of those I think lifts, but the other one doesn't, it's fixed. But the big long desks, the 8-seaters, they are fixed.
And what surprises them most?
Surprises them. The novelty of copying, novelty of copying off the blackboard for a start. I mean, very few schools have blackboards anymore. They have whiteboards with markers, and of course a lot of schools now have the computer projection screens.
I hope they all behave beautifully.
They usually do, yes. I think Paul only had to tell off one teacher once. It was a very small class that came, and the teachers were on the back seat. And one of them was talking. So he threw a piece of chalk at the wall next to her. The kids thought it was fantastic. Miss getting told off.